It's 6:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Moreno with KRWG News. Planned Parenthood is expanding to West Texas. Mallory Falk reports on the latest announcement.
El Paso is one of the largest cities in the country without a Planned Parenthood health center. But that's about to change when a new facility opens its doors later this month. The center will offer a range of services, from breast exams and cervical cancer screenings to surgical abortions. This isn't Planned Parenthood's first time in El Paso. There was a center here for decades, but it closed back in 2009 after a long financial struggle. For KRWG Public Media, I'm Mallory Falk.
Next week, a commercial space symposium will be held in Las Cruces. I talked with Pat Hines, curator of ISPCS 2018, to learn more. Here's a preview of that conversation. The International Symposium for Personal and Commercial Spaceflight takes place in Las Cruces October 10th and 11th. Here to tell us more about the two-day symposium is Pat Hines, curator of the event. Pat, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you, Anthony, for having me back.
Now, I've been to this event. It's an annual event held in Las Cruces, and it provides an opportunity for networking and also to hear from leaders in the commercial space industry. There are some well-known companies in attendance to this event, and also entrepreneurs, investors, and various government officials at all levels that visit this symposium. This year, the theme is the tipping point. Tell us why you selected that theme.
There are so many things changing in the industry, and there are those technical changes, policy changes, investment changes that have all coalesced to create tremendous momentum in certain areas of our industry. And the tipping point is a focus for our approach to the topics we cover in the conference.
There's so much covered in these 2 days. One of the things that I know is being addressed is the return to the moon, a lunar return. And this is a discussion that is being held, and it's becoming more well known in media as this is being discussed among companies and where they want to go. What are some things that are going to be covered in this topic? I know there's, if you're talking about returning to the moon, you're also talking about dealing with different space law and treaties that are known internationally. Could you discuss with us what people can expect with that talk?
Tom Crimmins, who is going to be discussing this topic, returning to the moon, and during my conversation with Tom, he said, and you know, this time we're actually probably going to make it. And I said, oh, you know, there's a great title for your talk. Tom is the chief of staff at NASA, and he's also the associate administrator for strategy and planning at NASA. So to give you some background on this idea of returning to the moon, technically, it's one type of challenge. Politically, it's another type of challenge. It is a stepping stone to continue NASA's space exploration program. So Tom works for NASA. NASA's a mission agency. NASA is funded by Congress. If Congress tells NASA to go back to the moon, which they have, then NASA says, okay, here's what we have to help us as we're sitting right now. Here's what we will need. And then here's how this links to other exploration goals that we have, having to do with human spaceflight, having to do with developing capabilities to supply any mission that goes to the moon. So we have a gateway to space. And then from there, the long-term mission to Mars is all connected to return to the moon.
What are people going to walk away from this year's symposium with? What are they going to have a better understanding of?
People will walk away from the symposium with information from prime sources. So the people who are involved with the companies, Blue Origin, SpaceX, United Launch Alliance, want to hear from the prime sources, the regulators, and the FAA. So the acting associate administrator for commercial space transportation will be speaking. The NASA chief of staff, and his job is discuss NASA's approach to the Space Council's policy. That's his job. He's a prime source. They know when they talk to him, and then, you know, they're stuck there for 2 days in Mexico. It's not like you can get back in your car and go back to work or jump on the metro and go back to work. By the way, the agency's job is to talk to industry. So it's a win-win. It's a two-way discussion. Those people want to talk to those attorneys in the companies to hear what their concerns are.
Pat Hines is curator of the International Symposium for Personal and Commercial Space Flight, which is taking place in Las Cruces October 10th and 11th. Listen to the entire interview with Pat Hines tomorrow at 5:30 on Images. You can also find it at krwg.org.